Welcome to Out of Bounds. I'm Tish Pearlman. My guest is singer, songwriter, producer, and member of the Burns Sisters band, Annie Burns. Burns has written dozens of beautiful and powerful songs and helped to produce so many memorable CDs, both solo work and work by the Burns Sisters. CDs include Out of the Blue, Tradition, Holiday Songs Old and New, and their most recent is called Looking Back, Our American Irish Souls. And welcome to the show.
Hi, Tish. Thanks for having me here.
Now, you know what? I want to know what you're focusing on now. We are living in an incredibly turbulent time. Well, what are you thinking about?
We are living in a turbulent time. I have had to do, I think, what a lot of us have had to do, which is I speak out against what I think is wrong, and I'm trying to, you know, work within both political parties to get them to come together to save our country, if we're really getting into this. And the other thing is I have to do, like, periods of time where I don't watch the news. Like, I get the news, I brief myself on what's going on. But I really did sink into a pretty deep depression when these Mexican kids got put in cages and all that.
No, it's been horrendous.
So I just am still working for those children. I will do my very best to help anyone I can.
Yeah. But and have you been writing?
I have been writing. In fact, I think I told you, I was in Ireland for almost a month and 1 week in Spain, and that was just staying with friends and playing music, and that really was good for me to get away. I could still get the American news, but it wasn't this 24-hour slamming of each other.
Like, yeah, I know. It's constant. You know? It's constant. There's no break.
It's tough, I think.
So you're finding yourself producing and involved in the culture, and, you know, I know a lot of people who are running away, so.
Oh, no.
I think it's
I'm not
great.
Running away.
Oh, no. I wouldn't be able to.
I wouldn't live with myself if I had run away.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Now, let's talk about the last CD, Looking Back, Our American Irish Souls. It's about your Irish heritage. And, I was just wondering, you've taken several trips to Ireland and you produced this CD. Has that changed your idea of who you are as an Irish American and changed your writing at all?
I think it's definitely changed just my perspective on being American Irish. Our families came over very early, before the potato famine, I think, my father's family, and then my mother's family during the potato famine. But what's so beautiful about going to Ireland? And even people who aren't Irish descent go to Ireland because there's something about the Irish people. Yeah. They have been beaten. They have been starved. They have all these things. But they have this presence about them where music is everywhere. You know, you can't go 10 doors down without someone playing an incredible guitar or Irish whistle or whatever. So I've spent a lot of time just playing music and singing with my friend Kate Purcell and Cherish the Ladies.
Oh, yes. You know, I visited Ireland, too, many years ago, but I found that the Irish probably were feeding their souls with that music. And because my grandmother was a singer, you know, my Irish grandmother.
Oh, that's
great. It's amazing how they've kept themselves afloat, perhaps.
It is.
Music.
It's true. I mean, well, my grandfather was an Irish playwright. Okay, so.
Wow.
I think that's on my mother's side. He would play the piano, and he had a couple published songs. My mother was the youngest of eight, you know, the little redhead who would sing. She was a singer also. So it's just, and my uncle Paul is a concert pianist. So it's just,
it runs in
the
Irish blood.
Yeah, it's just in the blood, I guess.
Wow. Now, you know, I was looking over some of your profile and in the songs you've written. You've written so many songs. Is there a conscious effort for you to stay in a certain tradition? The folk tradition, bluegrass, you know, what's your aim always as you're writing?
You know, I think actually, in fact, I put a quote on my Facebook page today just from Etta James, and she says, I think that soul, folk, you know, jazz, and all these different kinds of music are really what the American music, it's Americana, it's, but she said American music is the direct quote from her.
It's eclectic, and, right?
Yeah. I mean, for me, I really like different kinds of music, and I find myself now, I don't know, I just really want to write just, I was doing these kind of, I don't like to even call them jazz songs, but taking old, I've been listening to a lot of old music, taking old jazz standards or old songs that I love and just put them without the do-do-do-do-do-do, without that, and just make it the plain song, the beauty of the melody and the song together.
So without all the wildness
I mean, I love the jazz. I love the fact that people can do that kind of jazz, but I just like to get to the real basic song. I don't know. That's sort of, I don't know. I think that's kind of how you're taught in a certain different teachers. And so that I've been doing that. And then writing, I am writing some things, but they're so different. Like, some of them do sound kind of like gypsy Irish music, I would say.
It's in your blood, Annie. What do you, what can you do about that?
I
want to talk to you just a little bit about the looking back. Tell us, you know, you've used traditional songs in it as well as you've written some songs. Was the whole flavor planned out, or did this just happen as you guys were putting music together?
So we met Kate Purcell because she recorded Marie's song Savannah. So we went and spent some time with Kate. And what was supposed to be just like a week of just, we sang at funerals and weddings and all kinds of things. We just, you know, we connected and have such a deep friendship with her and her family and everything. So, and if you say to someone in County Clare that you're, my mother's name was McMahon, I've been, I always said McMahon, but now I have to say McMahon, I've been corrected.
Oh, yeah.
And so you know that your family's from County Clare. So Marie wrote Mother's Ode. When she was dropped, she and Kate went out. Kate had to sing at a wedding. And Marie said, I'll just stay. And it's like, there's these little towns, you know. So she says, I'll just stay here. And she found the McMahon Castle at that time. And it was going out, you know, she was, could see the sea. And this whole story, Mother's Ode, which I think is an incredible song.
It is.
But every lyric that she wrote in the song is just how a mother would feel when you're seeing, you don't know that you're ever going to see your children again.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Irish didn't leave because they wanted to.
Yeah, yeah.
They were being starved.
That's right, that's right. You know. And I, you know, this Mother's Ode that, that Marie wrote, when I first heard it, I thought of Mother Ireland, and not just the people who inhabit the island,
And also at the end when she says, I'm still, I think it's, I'm still here on the Emerald Isle. I can't remember exactly the lyric, but you'll hear it. It's a beautiful lyric. I think the coolest part about going there and those stories, and here's the thing, every time I go there, I hear about other people's stories, how Ireland has changed them, you know, but when I go there, I just feel at home, and they do. Here's the thing, like, I'll give someone a glass of water. Oh, thanks a million, Annie. I mean, they really mean thanks a million, Annie. Yeah, I mean, I make a joke of it, like, thanks a million for that, but
they are,
you know,
it is a polite culture.
It's a very sweet culture with people who somehow look, you, when you go up to them, you think, wow, they look kind of weathered or whatever. You're not really sure the kind of reaction. Then you hear, like, these sweet, wonderful tones.
Oh, I noticed that in Ireland, too. But let's play an excerpt from Marie's song, Mother's Ode.
Okay, yeah. This is one of my faves.
Where the Shannon meets the sea, a land steeped in mystery. On that shore I went searching for roots of my family tree. I heard the legends and the lore, long history of war. staying here in Ireland. She's home, sweet home to me. I saw a lonely castle in the sunset glow, where wild thrift and roses grow. Heard an old church bell by a holy well. I felt reunion in my soul. I saw ghosts from the famine years, when coffin ships line the Kilrush pier.
Do you and Marie critique each other's work and change each other's lyrics or talk each other into doing?
We don't change each other's lyrics, but we do, like, just like I do, like, vocal coaching for people, you know, beginners and professionals. I like having a sounding board. I'll go, like, we ask each other, do you like this one better or that one better, you know? We do ask for each other's opinions, so, but the person who wrote the song has the final answer. But a lot of times when you're really close with somebody, you go like, I don't know, which one should I do? Should I do it this way? Should I do it that way? Of course, we listen to each other, and we have a good time.
Okay. And you must still be still working with other members of the family, Terry and Jeannie. And, I mean, you guys are all still in touch and creative. And
we are still really a close family. And when you grow up as close as we have grown up, you can't really distance yourself. So, of course, we're very supportive of each other. But we also, I think in the past, I would say 5 years or so, I think everyone started searching for their own identity. Yeah. And so I think when Jeannie left the group, we always make the joke, what do you mean, 50 years and now you're leaving? So, like, there comes a time when you really need to separate, to find your individual voice. So I think we've always done that anyway, but it just became just more of a exact thing. And we do sing together. We sing at funerals and weddings. So it's,
as you said,
you know, because, you know, they're family and, you know, you do what you can for your family. You do what is expected. So,
if you're just joining us, my guest is Annie Burns from the Burns Sisters Band. We're talking about her latest CD, To Live Again, and we're going to play some music from her Christmas CD, and we're going to talk about the concert that's coming up. But the song I want to play now from Looking Back is called To Live Again, and to tell me about it.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you a funny little thing about this song right now.
Okay.
Okay, I wrote the song with Peter Troutman, who's one of my best friends. We, you know, you get your BMI checks in the mail, whatever. And so, like, I wrote to him, I'm like, Peter, we made like $1.50. It's being played on JetBlue. So, JetBlue Airlines. And I just thought it was so hysterical. And then we're like, I wonder who's listened to it. I wonder who's played it. I wonder where the song is now, because who knew? Like, JetBlue, they pay you nothing, but still.
That's so great that the song, that's the point, is that to get the work out there. Yeah,
it's just out there in the world.
So let's listen to this excerpt from To Live Again.
I can still hear your voice and feel. There will my love fade.
know, I think that's such a haunting and beautiful song.
Thank you.
It's really one of the best.
It's one of my very favorites.
Is it
also,
as well?
Yeah. Also, Peter is a scientist. Actually, I produced his CD here. In fact, Nate worked on it. It's kind of confusing. He's Swiss and Dutch and all this kind of stuff. He's Swiss and Dutch. But he writes these melodies that are so beautiful. So this melody, you know, came from him. I'm like, okay, then we'll put it like in this. So on the one, again, I'm doing the one beat there. And it's just interesting how it just flowed together. It was like,
Really haunting song. It really feels like it came from your heart, straight from your heart.
It did.
Absolutely. Now, let's talk about your upcoming holiday shows. And what's the plan? Are you going to do anything different than past years?
We are. We are, this year, we're going to be at the Kitchen Theater on December 20th and 21st, starting at 8 p.m. We are going to be the Byrne Sisters Band, as usual, but we have special guests coming in. I don't want to say all who they are because I don't have the complete collection, but we're going to make it a little bit different, like more of a community event of different members of our community coming in, and that'll be exciting. We're also collaborating with the Friendship Center, and the Friendship Center is a good place for people who are just getting their lives back, and the coordinator is Roy Murdo. So what we are asking people to do is bring like warm coats or canned foods that, you know, you have extra in your house or you think, you know, someone would wear. We'd really appreciate that. And so we're going to make this a really great holiday community. Peaceful.
You know, everybody coming together in this turbulent time, as we were talking about. And, you know, realize that we still have so much in common.
We have so much in common. In fact, everywhere you go, the only place you hear about the discord really is on television or the radio.
Because
in our community, I don't see those things happening.
Yeah.
And I would like to make sure that they don't happen.
Yes. I do want to play an excerpt from the holiday CD. The holiday CD, by the way, is called Tradition, and this is an excerpt. This is called Songs We Love, and it's a song by Marie.
Yeah, it's a great song. It's like happy, happy.
Let's listen to it.
Treasures made of wood, and early Christmas morning there they stood, and we'd sing the songs that we love, and when we sing the angels look down from up above, oh holy night, stars so bright, singing the song.
You know, I love the energy of that song.
It's not just typical
Christmas, you know.
No.
It's great energy.
It's great energy, great lyrics. And, you know, Jesus was a poor man, too. And it's, like, not about having money. It's just, you know, the thing is, that's just the music that kind of gets you through. That's what she's saying in there. But that song was featured on a TV show, like some movie, Holiday Weekend or some, you know.
Really?
Yeah, just not too long ago. So,
because it's cheerful, too. And
it is.
It's not religious. You know, that can always up or down with people. Yeah.
Right, that can throw you at this point.
You know, I wanted to ask you, too, because we are talking about your Irish background. Do you have a tradition of Catholicism, and did you celebrate the holidays with religious traditions?
Okay, are you ready for that answer?
Yeah.
Okay. I come from a very Catholic background, 12 children, a mother and father. The cool part was they were madly in love. We went to church every Sunday. When my parents could organize it, we would say the rosary on our knees in the living room.
Really?
And yeah. I mean, my aunt was a nun for Sisters of the Holy Cross. May she rest in peace. She was great. And my uncle, Father Gerald McMahon, was a priest from Notre Dame, sort of the equivalent of the Holy Cross, but they have a different name because they're guys. But I'm not sure. But anyway, growing up with that kind of, my mother, like the whole thing about Catholicism and how it gets a bad rap and all that, and I'm not exactly a practicing Catholic, but I do have a collection of Madonnas, just FYI.
Oh, I can understand.
I love certain parts of it. Of course, I do not like the patriarchy. I used to say, my mother used to call and go, like, why aren't any of my kids in the church? I said, we're free thinkers, and Mom, when you can be a priest, I'll come back to the church.
That was my mother's problem with the Catholic Church. My mother was brought up as a Catholic, and she couldn't stand that women couldn't be priests.
Yeah, my mother couldn't stand it either. And my parents really thought that priests should be able to marry, you know, and anyway, so I love to quote Teresa Grady on this one, and you all know her, some of you
Grady
out there.
Grady girls, yeah.
She said, the people are the church, Annie. That's who the church are. We, the people, right? So not they, the men.
The laws.
She didn't say that part. I said that part. she said, it's like, for me, like, I won't go to a mass, per se. I mean, I'd like to go into the church and sit there.
Me too.
You know?
Yeah.
But, and it brings back good memories of my family doing that. So, uh-huh. You know, it's a trip and a half.
I loved visiting the churches in Europe.
Yeah,
They are absolutely splendid. Yeah.
And, you should look at my Facebook. I went to Spain. I even got more Madonnas.
Oh, yes. No, the Catholics are everywhere. I want to play one more excerpt from the Tradition album. This one's called This Christmas, and it's by you.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about it. It's got lots of kids.
This was written, I wrote this with a guy in Nashville who actually was a minister. It was kind of interesting. And we got into it. And so we decided it was once the Serbian war was happening. Mm. All that stuff in Bosnia. I don't even understand that war exactly, but it was intense and it made me want to write about children during war because we recorded, just by the way, it here at Rep Productions. And we had the Tibetan monks. I asked them. I had this idea of getting them to come in and chant to the song, and they did.
Yeah.
And I mean, it was amazing. It all came together. We had Marie's little girl, who's now a lawyer in Washington. She sings the first verse, and my nephew Carter sings the second verse, and Amelia sings my daughter the last verse. But it really is, can we just
come together?
For the children. I mean, and think about all the, I mean, I think about children in times of war, and things are getting tougher right now. So.
Yeah. Well, let's listen to an excerpt from This Christmas by Annie Burns.
Yeah.
We are almost out of time, Annie. Can you give us some contact information and tell us a little tiny bit more about the concert that's coming up?
You can go to kitchentheater.org, I think. Or you can go to the Byrne Sisters Facebook page, the Byrne Sisters Band. You can get tickets. They're on sale now. They're $25 flat. We're just going with a flat rate. And we're going to have a great concert with lots of people from the community and lots of different...
Great way to celebrate. December 21st.
20th and 21st, so it's a Friday and Saturday.
And that's going to be at the Kitchen Theater at 8 p.m.?
At 8 p.m. And we're with the Friendship Center, so if you could bring a can of food or jacket that you're not wearing anymore.
Yeah. Something to
recycle.
To pass on. Great, great. Well, Annie Burns, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure to
thank
see you.
Thank you so much, Tish. I appreciate it.
And happy holidays.
And happy holidays.
Our audio producer is Nate Richardson at Rep Studio in Ithaca, New York. Our theme music was composed by Diego Vega. And we are a sponsored project of the New York Foundation for the Arts. Tax-deductible donations are welcome at artspire.org. That's artspire.org. And visit us online at outofboundsradioshow.com. I'm Tish Perlman. We'll be back next week.